Hello and welcome back. I wanted to start today by talking about attack and the perception of attack. I'm a student of the Course in Miracles, and one of the things that happens when you start to do a Course in Miracles is that you begin to unlearn a lot of things. And it is a text that if we surrender to it and surrender to its lessons, it can free us in many, many ways. And one of the things that it helps us to really understand is reality and truth, and that your true self, which is the big S, is holy, it is divine, it is the only real thing, and that real thing can never be attacked. So, one of the lessons that I want you to take away from this is that the ego would tell you that you are in danger, that this person is trying to attack you, that this is happening, that is happening. And the reality is that the ego isn't even real. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on the ego, because spending time on the ego gives it a place of importance and of validity. And what I'm trying to talk to is your true nature, your true self, the big S, not the little S that we often deal in, the big S in self. Self is true. It is real. It is the only thing that is real. You may not recognize it because of what we have taught ourselves along the way, and we identify with the self, the little S. But your real self, the authentic self, is not under attack, because it is the truth, and truth cannot be attacked. God would not allow it. So one of the things that you may find yourself doing is walking around in your environment thinking, this person is trying to harm me. This is happening. One of the things that I want you to realize is that you are not under attack. Your true self is there. Your real self that awaits for you when you are ready. When you are ready, it is always there. You will hear people often say, that doesn't bother me, because I know when you are intact and when you know the big S, you can understand why they are not shaken or wavered. Because when you find your real self, you understand that what your perception of what is being attacked isn't even real anyway. Your true self is there, and it is not under attack. God would not allow what is true to be attacked. And when people are in their right minds, when they are in their right minds, they begin, because we live in the mind of God. That is the only place. And his mind is not complete without you. And nothing true, nothing that is false can live in the mind of God. only what is true. So your true self, it is holy, it is divine. Because it is in the mind of God. God would not allow anything false or confusion to come. And the true mind of God cannot be complete without you. So it will not allow, God would not allow for your big S to come under attack. So when you are out in the world and you believe that you are under attack, stop and breathe. And understand that you live in the will of God, your true self, the big S. And the will of God, it is. It doesn't have to do, it simply is. And therefore, there is no attack in that. Your true self, your true identity, your authentic being cannot be under attack. The little s, always under attack. It is. It's your creation and part of what the ego tricks us into believing. And that's a whole nother topic. But it isn't even real. That's why I don't want to even spend any time on it. Because the ego is not real. God is, however. And therefore, you are as well. You are real. Your true self that lives in the mind of God. You are not under attack. Your true self. So I invite you today to pause and breathe. And it doesn't have to be for a long period of time. And when there's trauma, when you feel that it's traumatic, I do believe not causing trauma. Pause, breathe, and know that your true self is not under attack. It simply is, and it simply moves in the earth. And it moves in spirit, but it doesn't have to be, it's not controlled by your perception of someone coming after you. Your authentic self is not under attack. All right, God bless, and I look forward to being with you all next time. Peace.